FM. And as I promised you, we are now in conversation with Dwell Properties' Devon DeLange. Very, very nice to be in conversation with a man who knows a thing or two about property, particularly on the North Coast. Devon, welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Nice to see you.
Now, for those who haven't heard of Dwell Properties, which hopefully shouldn't be too many people, but you never can tell, why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of the brand and what sets you apart from the many agencies that proliferate on the North Coast?
Sure, Dave. I'll take you back a bit. It pretty much happened organically, to be honest. 2017 going into 2018, I was coming off the back of a couple of developments with two other sales guys who we work closely together with. And it was almost this idea to set up an entity where we could focus exclusively on developments or developers who would approach us and say, listen, this is the project we're after. We'd obviously do our homework. And if we felt that it had legs on whatever level, we'd obviously get stuck into it head first, white glove solution, we'd become the brand. So that's almost how Dwell was set up. The name, I don't know, still can't really get my head around where the name came. It was actually one of our developers who said there's this magazine in the States called the Dwell magazine. And it sets trends around the world for in the interior space. And I just love the connotation of that, where not to say that we're trendsetters, but we'd focus on very, very boutique, very niche, like pockets of excellence. And I think that was a thought process I always had for Dwell. Was I remember when I first started, I'll take you back a little bit more now. When I first got into property, I was 23, 24. I remember my mentor gave me a file of 500 properties. It was an old flip file, one page. It was a listing document. And he said, these are all our properties. It's so overwhelming. Anyway, long story short, he gave me 5 in a particular area down in Leonora Road. He said, you're going to learn this road. You're going to know this road better than anyone. You're going to know the views. You're going to know the benefits, the security rates. And by doing that, I sold those 5 properties within, 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
So again, to take it back, focusing on niche stuff, again, we're in a very, very fortunate environment with the growth that we've got in Bolito. As an agent, you can get very overwhelmed by all the different types of products. We keep it lean, we keep it niche, and like I said, we like to try and keep on to that, on those little pockets of excellence.
Because I wanted to touch on that. I mean, there's been a lot of growth in the area, especially in the residential developments and gated estates, but I mean, has demand continued for those products?
Dave, I scratch my head every time we launch a product. I'll give you an example. Bliss. So again, one of those little pockets of excellence. It was a product off the back of Rainmaker Marketing. Steph Buerta and his amazing team did a lot of research. They saw there was a massive gap in the market for affordable, yet like estate type living. And when I say affordable, it was at million to 1.4. I remember getting ready to launch this on a Saturday and like so anxious. Like, how are we going to go? Is there actually a market for this? Dave, we sold out. It was 114 units in the first phase. Second phase was another 150. But that first phase, we sold out in 4 hours.
You're joking.
Which, again, like, blows my mind.
You're joking. You sold 100-plus units in 4 hours.
In 4 hours.
At over $1 million rand
each. Yeah, it was between, I'd say, average price 1.3 for a 2-bed. We're actually busy handing over phase 2 at the moment. Phase 2 is now built. It's located.
Is that also sold out?
I think of the 150, there's probably 8 or 9 left.
You're joking.
Also, similar story, like,
why is this?
So I scratch my head, Dave. So to answer your question, is there still demand? Definitely. I think if you look at the market, with an overview, it is a bit of a tough market, I would say. I'd say this year, we're expecting a bit more fireworks. Yet, again, back to these little pockets of excellence, we've seen amazing sales. There's a product we're busy with in Seton called Serrano. It's the first sectional title developments in Seton. The views are a joke when you get on site. It blows you away. But a rate per square meter, probably 32 to 34,000. No one's seen that on the North Coast. That's Cape Town prices.
I was going to say, that sounds like...
No, it's super, super high end.
Super tax bracket.
And we broke ground 2 weeks ago, Dave. We're in the ground. The sales rates have been through the roof. We've done incredible sales.
Who's buying at that sort of price? Internationals?
No, I would say a lot of locals, actually, funny enough. Yeah, yeah. So we've seen this almost like internal semigration from where guys bought some Zimbiti when I put my shoes on to start selling property back in 2007, 2008, where they bought for $1 million, built for $4 million, and now they've sold for $10 million. They've watched this movie unfold on a Zimbiti, so, and they see value on a Seton, for example, and they want to do it again. Kids obviously not.
So there has been a lot of money made in property.
Definitely, Dave. Again, I would say niche stuff. I talk about Leonora Drive when I first got into property. Those land values haven't really changed much, to be honest. Maybe 10, 15% over the last 15 years. But you look at a Zimbiti, for example, you're looking at 20-odd% growth year on year over the last, I'd say, 8, 9 years.
So now anyone listening to this thinking, this not only is there an opportunity to upgrade your lifestyle, but also to invest your money in what many consider to be quite a risky economy. You're saying, well, in areas, if you know what you're talking about, and you clearly do, you can make a lot of money in a relatively short period.
I think so, Dave. Like, I'll give you another example. Ilaleni Coastal Forest Estate, spectacular developments. We launched that with Rainmaker in 2017, North Global Group Developers. Very proud project that they were bringing to market. And the guys who came and bought from us and were blunt and said, listen, I will never live here. I want to buy a piece of land. I want to make cash on it. What stuff do I buy? Those are the guys who made money. The guys whose intention was to buy land, build their house, almost, well, not now, but I would say in the last 3 to 4 years, we're trying to get their money out. Obviously, circumstances change, affordability change, they can't build for whatever reason. So I think if you've got intent in terms of what you actually want to do with that investment, if it's personal, if it's emotional, if it's purely on a monetary level, I think you can be very savvy. We are for sure.
Okay, so now, how do we... anyone listening to this, I want to get hold of this oak. Devin, how do I get hold of you?
Dave, so, yeah, as mentioned, our company, Dwell, we, in terms of the structure, so we're quite a niche team. There's 7 of us. You can get hold of us, dwellproperties.co.za. Give us a call, drop us an email.
You got a number, because this is going up as a podcast. So you don't have to write the number down, folks. You just know that it's on your device.
My direct number, 0826742999. But if you just search your socials, Dwell Properties, you can get hold of us, and then we will guide you. So if you purely want Zimbali, you'll have our Zimbali specialist. If you want Dunkirk, you'll deal with Nicole, who lives in Dunkirk. She's amazing. You'll deal with her. So again, depending where you're looking, we will obviously guide you and either try and make you a lot of cash or find you the house that you want.
And that's the Dwell promise to you, Dwell Properties. And we're very proud to be associated with you, doing some good advertising on the number one platform on the North Coast. I appreciate that. And it's great chatting. Devin DeLonger, my very special guest from Dwell Properties. If you have a mind to invest in property, be it for lifestyle or return, well, you know where to go. Dwell Properties, as mentioned earlier, this conversation will be up as a podcast shortly. So all you need to do is download our app or go to our website, lifeandstyle.co.za or .fm, and you will be connected just like that. Devin, thanks so much for joining us.
Dave, thanks
so much. And we look forward to continuing the relationship.
Definitely.
Here's James Arthur.